Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we are talking about time in today's article, Elsie. Now, for some people, time is really important.
Yes, you are right. But for others, time might not be as important. It's like there are two kinds of people in the world.
What do you mean?
There are people who are always on time and people who are always late.
Gotcha. Which one are you?
I would say I'm on time 95% of the time.
So how does it feel, or how does it make you feel when other people are late?
If it happens once or twice, it's okay for me. But if it happens a lot, I'll get mad.
So me too. I usually think it's okay for once or twice. You know, you can be late. But after that, if you're always late, I kind of go, where are you?
Yes.
But sometimes you'll be late and there's nothing you can do to stop that.
That's true, but there are some good things you can do.
Like?
Call your friend and let them know, or send them a message.
And say you're sorry to keep them waiting.
And buy them a coffee?
Or an ice cream.
No, I want coffee and ice cream, but those will have to wait. We're late for our article.
Oh dear, sorry students, we're on the way with day one right now.
Do you have time for fun? Charlene and Marcy are talking online.
Hey, Charlene. What's going on?
Not much.
Do you have time to go to the movies tomorrow?
Sure. What should we see?
I would like to see The Darkest Minds.
Me too.
Should we have lunch before the movie or dinner after?
Let's eat dinner after.
Okay, we can see it at 3 p.m. at AMC Cinema and then go to a restaurant.
Great. Do you have time to go shopping too? We'll be at the mall already.
I can shop for an hour, but then I need to go home and study.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
The movies. The movies. Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies. Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies. Restaurant. Restaurant. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei. Hour, hour. Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day. Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day. Study, study. Study, studied, studied. Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend. Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend.
Okay, today's article starts out with a scenario. We've got two people. They are called Charlene and Marcy, and here's what they're doing. The article says, Charlene and Marcy are talking online.
Charlene 跟 Marcy 现在正在 LINE 上面讲话。
Now, Marcy is speaking first. She says, Hey, Charlene, what's going on?
Charlene, 进来可好啊。我们看到 what's going on, 这个是一个打招呼问候的用语。那打招呼问候用语有很多。我们现在马上先到 Matchbox, 听讲师讲解更多打招呼和问候的用语。
找亮点。
Hey everyone, how are you? 你们最爱的雷神索尔来了，是不是想我啦？是说呢，我和我的复仇者伙伴们呢，总是聚少离多，大家生活都很忙，在宇宙的每一个角落努力，所以呢，我们每次见面呢，总是会亲切的问候。How have you been recently? 哎，你最近过得怎么样啦？因为里面呢打招呼除了我们呢很常用到的这个 How are you 这个基本款之外呢，其实呢还有千千百百种的说法。比方说老像是呢这个我们复仇者里面呢总是有比较好比较不好的，我呢和这个黑豹诶我们比较不熟哦，初次见面的时候呢我们就可以说 How do you do? OK, 最特别的地方哦，我们回答的时候呢也是说 How do you do?那换一个方式呢，我们也可以问一问你今天过得怎么样啦。 How's your day? 你今天过得怎么样？ How's your day? 至于呢比较熟的朋友哦，你一定呢常常听到 What's up? What's up? 这句呢就是在问有什么新鲜事啊。 OK, 这个问句呢你也可以呢用别的方法来说，你可以问说比方说 What's new? OK, What's going on?这些呢都是在问最近呢有没有什么新鲜事，有没有什么事情发生了。这些 what 开头的问句答句呢要特别注意了，我们呢不是使用 I am fine 哦。 OK, 注意到这些 what 开头的问句呢，我们的回答是说 not much, 没什么啦，跟过去过得差不多， not much。另一类呢就是我们用 how 开头的了，除了我们刚刚讲的 how are you 之外呢，你也可以问说比方说 how's it going? 过得怎么样啦？ how's it going? 你也可以问说呢 how's life? 你的生活过得如何？ how's life? 或者是呢一样的意思呢，你也可以说 how are things?How are things? OK, 注意到刚 what 开头呢我们回答是 not much, 没有什么。How 开头呢我们答句就可以说 not bad, OK, 注意到它就是一个形容词 not bad, 还不错啊，过得去，就是这样子的用法。其实啊打招呼的用法呢非常多，也不用呢太紧张该怎么回答。外国人打招呼呢只是一个开场，并不是真心想要聊这个话题，所以呢大家记得打招呼的时候放轻松就好啦。
Okay, so what's going on? We can't answer this question by saying, I'm good. But what we can say to answer this question is not much, which is what Charlene just said.
当我们用 not much 来回答别人的问候，代表没有发生什么特别的事情，也就代表他没有很忙。Charlene is not busy or doing something special.
That's right. She's just having a normal day. There's nothing special going on. She's not too busy. Maybe she's just at home watching TV.Now, Marcy continues, she has a question to ask Charlene, and she says, do you have time to go to the movies tomorrow?
Marcy 这边就问 Charlene 啦，明天你有空跟我去看电影吗？ Let's go to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are going to talk about the movies here. Now, this is used as a plural noun. We always say the movies, and we use the, T-H-E, and movies, M-O-V-I-E-S, movies, to say that we are going to the movie theaters, not watching just one movie at home. So when I say, do you want to go to the movies? I'm actually talking about going to see the movies in the movie theater. Now, of course, a movie is like a moving picture that plays on a big screen. You can watch this in a theater, or you can watch it on a small screen, like on a computer or TV at home. And, of course, they have different kinds of stories. Some movies are funny, some are scary, some are full of action, and lots more. But remember, we are talking about the movies here, so going to the theater. Here is an example sentence. Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies. Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies.
The movies 在文章中指的是电影院。那我们例句说呢， 伊恩去看电影的时候喜欢吃爆米花。那同学们要小心哦，如果你想要问人家要不要去电影院看电影，你要问的是 Do you want to go to the movies? Go to the movies 代表就是去电影院里头看电影。
Now, another thing we can see in that sentence is the question, do you have time to do something? Now, what Marcy is asking here is if Charlene has some free time to do something, like go see a movie.
Do you have time to do something? 是在问别人你有没有时间去做某件事情。Aaron, do you have time to have lunch with me later?
Not today, Elsie, but maybe tomorrow.
Okay, I'll wait.
Okay, so Charlene answers, remember this is a phone conversation, so once Marcy asks a question, Charlene will need to answer, and she says, sure, what should we see?
Charlene 就回答了，当然好啊。那我们要看什么电影呢？
Now, in that sentence, Elsie, Charlene asked, what should we see? There's a reason we use the word see here and not watch. We often use the word watch to talk about performances that are already happening. Now, we use the word see to talk about the whole performance, like the whole of a play, a whole movie, or a whole sports game.For example, could you quiet down? I'm trying to watch a movie. That's happening right now. Or, would you like to see a play with me on Friday?
简单来说呢，用到动词 see 这个字是强调完整性，那用到 watch 则是指部分。所以刚刚 Aaron 老师讲到的例句 I'm trying to watch a movie 我正在试着看电影，这边指的是当下正在看，所以我们的动词用的是 watch。 那另外一个 Would you like to see a play with me on Friday? 你愿不愿意星期五的时候跟我看一出舞台剧啊？你是在约对方看整出舞台剧，所以你用的动词是 see。So, what movie would Marcy like to see?
Okay, well, Marcy says, I would like to see The Darkest Minds.
Oh, 我想看暗黑之心。Is it about a group of teenagers who have superpowers after plague?
I have no idea, but that's quite a story.
I think that's the one.
Okay, well, that sounds like an interesting movie, and Charlene also wants to see it.And we know that because she says, me too.
Oh, they're on the same page. 他们想的是一样的。Both of them want to see The Darkest Minds.
That's right. Okay, so now they've decided which movie to see. Marcy has a new question. She says, should we have lunch before the movie or dinner after?
我们要在电影开演前吃午餐，还是在看完电影后吃晚餐呢？
Now, sometimes when talking about time, we use special adverbs like before and after. These words will help you answer when questions.
Before 或是 after, 这两个字呢都是副词。那 before 的意思呢是之前， after 的意思是之后。I prefer
to have lunch before the movie.
What about Charlene?
Good question. Well, Charlene doesn't. She says, let's eat dinner after.
Charlene 说啊，我们看完电影之后再吃晚餐。
Okay, so they're going to go see a movie, then they're going to have dinner, and these are their plans. Marcy says, okay, we can see it, that's the movie, at 3 p.m., at AMC Cinema, and then go to a restaurant.
Marcy 就回答了，我们可以在 AMC 电影院看下午三点的电影，然后再去餐厅。我们这边看到 cinema 这个字，它就等于 movie theater, 电影院。
Okay, so first they're going to go to the movie theater or cinema, then they're going to go to the restaurant. Now, restaurant is a word power word today. It's a noun and it's spelled R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T, restaurant. Now, a restaurant is a place that you can buy and eat a meal.There are different kinds of restaurants. Restaurants can be big or small, they sell different kinds of food, or they can be cheap or expensive.
And for some restaurants, the food can be really good, and other restaurants, maybe the food is really bad. Every restaurant is different. Here's an example. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei.
Restaurant 就是餐厅啦。那我们的例句说啊，这间餐厅呢有台北最好吃的牛肉面。So Aaron, they are going to see the movie at 3 p.m. at the cinema. What does p.m. mean?
That is a good question. We use p.m. when we are talking about the time between 12 p.m. or noon and 12 a.m. That's midnight. Those are the afternoon, evening, and late night hours. Now we use a.m. to talk about the early morning and morning hours between 12 a.m. and 12 p.m.
所以呢 ,AM 指的是半夜12点到早上11点59分59秒。PM 指的是中午12点开始到晚上的11点59分59秒。
Okay, so they've got this good plan. They know exactly what time they're going to go. But Charlene has another question. She says, great, do you have time to go shopping too?We'll be at the mall already.
Charlene 这边就说了，太好了，那你也有时间去购物吗？因为我们已经在购物中心了。Mall, 它指的就是大型的购物中心。
Well, here Marcy has an answer. She says, I can shop for an hour, but then I need to go home and study.
Marcy 就回答了，我可以购物一个小时，但是接下来我需要回家读书。
Okay, now we saw two word power words in that sentence. Let's look at the first. It's a noun. It's spelled H-O-U-R, and it's hour. Now, the word hour is a unit to measure time. For example, 1 hour is 60 minutes. If you look at a watch or a clock, you will see the long hand move around it one time. That means 1 hour has passed. For example...Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day. Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day.
Hour 指的是小时。那我们的例句说 ,Martin 每天会阅读一个小时的英文报纸。What about the word study?
Good question. Study is a verb. It's spelled S-T-U-D-Y, study.When you study, you do things to learn about something, such as go to class, take notes, read about the subject, ask questions to find the answers, and other things. Now, this is something you do a lot when you're young because you need to learn a lot about the world. So that's why we say when we go to school, we study. Here's an example. Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend.Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend.
Study 这个动词呢，指的是学习、读书。那它的三态变化，过去式跟过去分词，去掉字尾 y 加 ied 变成 studied 就可以了。那我们例句说啊 ，Michelle 这个周末必须为一场大考读书。She has to study.
Now let's go back to that sentence, Elsie. Marcy said she can shop for an hour. Here she's talking about time again. She's saying that she only has 1 hour of time to shop.
That's right. Marcy 说她可以 shop for an hour. For 它代表的是持续的意思，后面可以加上一段时间。那这边我们的时间是 an hour, 一个小时。But why an hour, not a hour? 因为呢 ,hour 的字首啊 ,h 是不发音的，由母音 l 开始发，所以冠词我们要用的是 an, like an apple, an orange. Here, we say an hour.
Good to know. Okay, well, they've made their plans. Their phone conversation is about to end. Charlene says, okay, see you tomorrow.
最后呢 ,Charlene 就说明天见啦。Actually, Aaron and I will see you tomorrow too.
That's right.
But before we say goodbye, let's go to our review time.
Great.
Wait for it. It's It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, Elsie, we are going to play our guessing game today. I am going to say some words and we need to guess the word power words that go with them.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, number one. Star Wars. Harry Potter. Beauty and the Beast. Finding Nemo. Popcorn.Red seats.
Ooh, you're talking about the movies and the food we can eat in the movie theater.
That's right.
So you're talking about the movies.
You're right.
Let's go to the movies.
I like going to the movies. Okay, number two. Book, school, notes, class, homework.Test.
这些都跟学校有关系，跟考试有关系，跟功课有关系。You are talking about the verb study.
Okay. This time, see how many, if you can take fewer words to guess the word, okay? Hamburger.
I know. Okay, give me one more.
Okay. Dinner.
Restaurant.
Ah.
餐厅
Yes. When you go out to eat dinner, you might have a hamburger at a restaurant. Okay. Here's another one. Minute, time, second, clock, watch,
hour.
That's right.
小时
All right. Well, that's the end of today's article. We'll be back again tomorrow for more conversations about time. See you then.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have time for fun? Charlene and Marcy are talking online.
Hey, Charlene. What's going on?
Not much.
Do you have time to go to the movies tomorrow?
Sure. What should we see?
I would like to see The Darkest Minds.
Me too.
Should we have lunch before the movie or dinner after?
Let's eat dinner after.
Okay. We can see it at 3 p.m. at AMC Cinema and then go to a restaurant.
Great.Do you have time to go shopping too? We'll be at the mall already.
I can shop for an hour, but then I need to go home and study.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
The movies. The movies.Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies. Ian likes to eat popcorn when he goes to the movies. Restaurant. Restaurant. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei. This restaurant has the best beef noodles in Taipei.Hour, hour. Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day. Martin reads English newspapers for 1 hour every day. Study, 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 studied, studied.Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend. Michelle has to study for a big test this weekend.